Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, August 23rd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Laptop users would recommend an Apple to a friend, the future of portable video players, and go to college, get an iPod. Yet another satisfaction survey has been conducted, and guess what? Apple is at the top. PC Magazine conducted its 19th annual reader satisfaction survey with the most reliable PCs offering the best support when things go wrong, and the survey said, look no further than Apple. The survey showed that it leads with an overall score of 9.1. It also showed that Apple took first place in the notebooks category, scoring 9.1 out of 10. PC Magazine reports that Apple notebooks this year scored a full 7/10 of a point better than Lenovo's overall score. The laptop scored a 9.2 for reliability, an 8.5 for tech support, and 9.4 for the likelihood of Mac laptop users to recommend it to a friend. The Mac satisfaction score of 9.1 is much better than the average for Windows desktops or notebooks. And according to the report, the same holds true for the company's scores on reliability as well as the likelihood of recommending desktops or notebooks to a friend. The report showed that desktop owners who build their own systems are quite satisfied as well, rating their overall satisfaction at 8.4 out of 10. Apple and Creative have decided to end their ongoing legal disputes. In the broad settlement, Apple will pay Creative $100 million for a paid-up license to use Creative's patent in all Apple products. According to MacMinute.com, Apple can recoup a portion of this payment if Creative is successful in licensing this patent to others. In addition, the companies have announced that Creative has joined Apple's Made for iPod program and will be announcing their own iPod accessory products later this year. Sim Wong Hu, Creative's chairman and CEO, said Apple has built a huge ecosystem for its iPod, and with our upcoming participation in the Made for iPod program, we are very excited about this new market opportunity for our speaker systems, our just-introduced line of earphones and headphones, and our future family of X-Fi audio enhancement products. Another music phone is trying to cut into the iPod's domain. Samsung has developed a music player mobile phone with 8 gigs of built-in flash memory. According to Macworld UK, the SCH-B570 can store about 1,600 MP3 music files, or about 16 movies, and it also has a 2-megapixel camera. I'm wondering if it does laundry as well. Earlier this week, SanDisk announced its new MP3 player that holds 8 gigs and is capable of playing video. The report notes that both the SanDisk player and the Samsung SCH-B570 are among the many types of products that could kickstart the market for portable video. Apple started the trend in the portable video market when it released the iPod with video last year, and according to Instat, with such products raising awareness of portable video, the worldwide market for video-centric portable media players is expected to hit 5 million units this year, up drastically from 390,000 in 2004. Here's a good way to get students to take your class. Give them an iPod. A report on PCMag.com said integrating iPods into the classroom is a good thing, and more U.S. mid-state colleges are doing just that. The report notes that Georgia College has distributed close to 800 iPods on loan to students that are enrolled in certain classes. Students use the portable music players to listen to music chosen by a professor, to watch videos outside class, record lectures or interviews, and create original content. According to Jim Wolfgang, who is the director of the University System of Georgia's Center for Digital Innovation and Education, the iPods have been purchased over 4 years using grants or funds for student development. He said on average, each iPod costs $225. And recently, Mercer University has begun working with a popular music player as well. The Tift College of Education purchased 20 30-gig video iPods that were used this past summer with online classes through Mercer's Henry County campus. Kelly Jones, who is the director of Learning Technology Center at Mercer, said podcasting and iPods are the way of the future. This is the way people are communicating. With the popularity of iPods among the students there, Jones is hoping to integrate even more iPods and podcasting into the curriculum. Coming up, I'll give you a new way to integrate the iPod into the jungle when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Griffin Technology has started shipping FireWave, which is their 5.1 surround sound solution for Macs. FireWave gives Mac users the ability to upgrade their sound systems by way of their FireWire ports. According to the company, FireWave's small size makes it easy to incorporate into any computer setup and makes it portable enough for use with laptops. It gets its power through the FireWire connection, so there are no separate cables, batteries, or power supplies to struggle with. FireWave has an extra FireWire port that lets you daisy-chain other FireWire devices so it won't plug up your FireWire port. The Griffin FireWave is priced at around $100 US and is available now. WeebyTech has launched its new CD-DVD imager robot that automatically images and archives CDs and DVDs to hard disk. It has a camera that is mounted on top of the robot that will take a picture of each CD or DVD and store it with the disk image. According to the company, a picture comes in handy when trying to match up a disk image with physical evidence. The CD-DVD imager will ship 2 weeks after an order is received for the small price of $2,399.95 U.S. in a lab version, and a portable version will be released soon, and that'll be priced at $2,699.95 U.S. Shirt Pocket has released a new version of Netunes. According to the company, 2.3 is the latest update to the remote control for iTunes, and it's the perfect companion to Apple's Airport Express and LaunchTunes 1.1. The new versions of Netunes and LaunchTunes takes advantage of both Intel and PowerPC platforms by improving performance. They are available now for immediate download at the Shirt Pocket website. For those of you who enjoy safari themes, SafariPod has released new hand-carved jungle animal iPod stands designed for all iPods except for the 60-gig iPod Photo. The animals featured in the series include lions, giraffes, cheetahs, and elephants, as well as others. The Safari iPod stands are carved to meet the Kenyan Good Wood guidelines for conserving natural hardwoods and are all hand-carved from native woods by craftsmen in Kenya, Africa. The stands all begin shipping on September 8th, and each stand will cost about $100 U.S. They will be available through the SafariPod website for U.S. customers only. International customers will need to contact local distributors. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.